This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to hit in a moment here at the War Room in 1 hour with Owen Schroyer. Look, we've already covered this, but now there's more statements from the Pentagon and the Washington Post. Last Friday, the Pentagon said we may use nukes first on Russia for non-nuclear confrontations against non-nuclear forces. Just gigantic escalation. And now we've got the Washington Post today. The official who spoke addition anonymity to provide a military update would not say where the inspections are taking place or how close the battlefields the U.S. troops are getting. The officials said the U.S. personnel can't do inspections close to the front lines, but they aren't going where security conditions allow. So they admit U.S. troops, which you already knew, are on the ground. They've been there since before February, battling and fighting Russians. U.S. military now doing on-site weapons inspections. That means training. That means advisors, like we got in the Vietnam War in 1960. They didn't really officially announce it until the Gulf of Tonkin in 64. So they're just letting you know now we're at full war with Russia. Continuing here, Saudi Arabia, U.S. on high alert after warning of imminent Iranian attack. Saudi Arabia shared intelligence with U.S. warning of an imminent attack from Iran on targets of the kingdom, putting the American military and others in the Middle East on elevated alert, Saudi officials have said. In response to a warning, Saudi Arabia said the U.S. and several other neighboring states have raised a level of alert for their military forces. The officials said they didn't provide any details of the Saudi intelligence. We are living in totally, absolutely dangerous times. And it's only going to get more insane from this point on. Now let me hit some of the COVID stack I didn't get to earlier because this is important. I mentioned this, but let's drill back into it. You murderous hypocrites. Outrage ensues after The Atlantic suggests amnesty for pandemic authoritarians. The mouthpiece owned by the widow of Steve Jobs, who basically lived at Epstein Island, is give us amnesty. Leave us alone. Sure, we lied to you. Sure, we gave you a poison shot. But that's okay. It's for your own good. And everybody marvels at a clip from myself in 2002 predicting an authoritarian global government UN regime with forced inoculations and lockdowns. There's countless other clips of me in the last 20-plus years laying all that out from their own documents. But there's a clip going viral that will air on the other side of this break before Royce White takes over of David Icke in 1997. We're going to play this clip when we come back and then hand the baton to Royce White. Let me just throw this out there. We're going to stay on air indefinitely. We got 2 years of appeals against these ridiculous judgments. You heard Andrew Napolitano and you heard Judge Joe Brown say they will be overturned or the country's gone. They're totally illegal. They're frauds. So as long as you fund us and we have attorney's fees to pay and appeals fees, we will stay on air. Plus, we get great, incredible products you need. And today is the last day to get 60% off on DNA Force Plus X3. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil. They're all incredible. At InfoWarsStore.com with promo code at checkout 1776. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then I personally am almost out of money. I got to pay 40% of legal bills. The bankruptcy court said fine. Thanks for your support. Go to SaveInfoWars.com. Make a $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever you can, $1,000. I love you. I appreciate you. You know who you are. I want to thank those that have made donations. I want to encourage those that haven't to go to SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com. Make a donation. Keep us on air. We're barely in the black, barely almost in the red. I humbly ask you for myself and your future and all of us together. Who's fighting this hard? Nobody. We're up against the New World Order. They're coming directly after us with intelligence agencies. But we'll win with your support, your prayers, your word of mouth, your financial support. SaveInfoWars.com.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it was run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. About to hand the baton to the great Roy Swine. But I wanted to get to these clips before I ejected from the transmission. Folks give me a lot of credit. But if you go back to David Icke, he was laying out exactly what was coming, in many cases, even before I did. And quite frankly, I wasn't following David Icke very closely. Then I had him on sometimes. He separately was looking at the same research I was, coming to the exact same conclusion with incredible precision. The reason I raise the point is not to say I don't follow David Icke or listen to David Icke, I do. The point is that we're separately studying, coming to the same conclusion, just like you will, once the blinders are off. Here he is talking about the coming medical tyranny. Because we see Kyrie Irving and others putting on a clip where I predicted it all. That was in 2002. Here's David Icke 5 years before.
They were going to create new viruses in laboratories that were resistant to drugs, that they were going to use that to cull the population, that they were going to use vaccinations to cull the population, and also that they were going to change the way that healthcare treated old people so that more and more old people died and didn't go long into life, because from their extraordinarily sick perspective, old people are useless to them. And what we're looking at now very clearly is this attempt to play that card of mass global immunization with an excuse of this manufactured virus to get access to the bodies, the body computer systems, as I would say, of almost everyone on the planet. And they're not doing that because they want to protect people from anything. Crikey, the force that's saying be vaccinated is the force that created the virus, which they're saying be vaccinated against. They're doing this to get access to the global population for very, very malevolent reasons. And what people need to realize is that these families do not come from the same perspective of life and respect that we do. They see humans like cattle, nothing more than cattle, and most humans see cattle. They therefore have no empathy with the consequences for the human population of their actions. So if people say, they'd never do that, mate, no, you'd never do that. They do it all the time.
And 25 years later, exactly what he said happened. Here's a clip of me a few years later laying it out.
Facts and common sense are in. Yes, there have been corrupt empires. Yes, they manipulate. Yes, there are secret societies. Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today, in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny, where human beings are absolutely worthless. There's 6.25+ billion of us, and the globalists have said it many times, there's too many of us, we're causing a problem, we need to be culled at the tune of 80%. It's amazing to talk about that, but it's the globalists, the UN, their own public statements, and they've convinced a lot of liberals and elitist conservatives and others that by going along with this, that we're intelligent members of society. It's the ultimate Malthus worldview. It is this radical, virulent form of social Darwinism. It's the excuse of tyrants. And by creating open borders where there's no national sovereignty and only global bodies that control all the resources, by centralizing and socializing health care, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health. And then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved into their system.
And become slaves. We're about to go to our guest host, who is loaded for bear, but I want to play one more clip. This is Yesterday in the Australian Government, Senator Malcolm Roberts pointing out that the House of Cards has collapsed, and then when we come back, Royce White will take over.
The only thing about our death rate in 2020 that was unusual was that it was at a seven-year low. These are facts. This makes a joke of provisional approval granted for injections out of urgency. There was no urgency. Once the injection rollout started, there was a spike in deaths. It must be noted correlation is not causation. The link between the cause, vaccines, and the effect, death, injury and suffering, must be proven. Well, it has now been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. At my second COVID under question inquiry in August, many highly qualified medical professionals from around the world established that link, providing evidence the injections were responsible for many more deaths than our health technocrats admit. And then late last month, the Journal of Clinical and Experimental Immunology published an article entitled COVID-19 Vaccines, an Australian Review. Authors are Connie Turney and Astrid Leffringhausen from the University of Queensland. Published journal article. This article details the medical science behind the wide range of medical harms being inflicted on Australians as a result of the hubris, the criminal negligence of health technocrats. I promise to hound you people down. And now science has done that for me. The issue of vaccine harm must be referred to a royal commission today. These criminals must be brought to justice. This report is reproduced on my website, and anyone who reads this report and still defends the fake vaccines is as guilty as the companies that made it. It's no surprise that COVID has spiked in correlation with the rollout of the fake vaccines. ABS data is not yet available for 2022, although Australian actuarial data is. In the first 4 months of 2022, death from all respiratory diseases, the flu, pneumonia and COVID taken together, are still at normal levels. Yet death from cardiac and pulmonary events are up 11% and unexplained deaths are up 13%. At this rate, an extra 10,000 Australians will die in 2022. 10,000 extra! Anyone reading the journal article I just referred will know exactly why this is happening.
Welcome. I'm your guest host for the rest of the hour, Royce White, here from Minneapolis, live from Minneapolis, the belly of the beast. The belly of the beast, one of the outposts of globalism. Thank you to Alex Jones for allowing me to host again in such a legendary time on such an iconic platform. Longtime viewer of Alex Jones and InfoWars, and I say that unapologetically and unabashedly. I also want to thank the InfoWars team for always thinking of me to be able to come and help Alex out and guest host when I can. It really is an honor and a privilege. A lot of things to discuss today. So much going on. You know, we got the election in Brazil. We got old faithful politics and sports. I always say never say that you want to keep your politics and your sports separate because they're never separate. Politics are sports and sports are politics and the politics are never off. And we haven't seen a political hit job in my lifetime like the one that's being done against Kyrie Irving. I mean, week after week, wave after wave, the mainstream media establishment is trying to crack Kyrie Irving and back him into a corner and pressure him into saying something that they can then justify, probably suspending him without pay and then eventually just getting him out of the league. And then they'll say, hey, he's too old. He's not good enough anymore. There's some other young guards that are better than him. And there's so many people at home that don't even watch sports close enough or don't even care enough about injustice that Kyrie would fade into the background Although I do believe that Kyrie has the spirit and the intuition and the desire to stay in the fight for truth and would use all the resources at his disposal to continue to wage war back against these people. And then you got, you know, the ripples of the Kanye West incident that are still lingering around. So we're going to talk about that and much more over the course of the segment. Nothing more important than what's, you know, and I said it one of the first times I was on Alex Jones. Race isn't the biggest issue. But if you can't talk about a people and their culture, if you can't talk about a society and its culture, then you can't talk about a society. So we have to be able to say black people. We have to be able to say Asian people. We have to be able to say Latinos and Hispanics. We have to be able to say white people, although I'm murky on what the white definition is, and we can talk some about that over the course of the segment. But we have to be able to say Jews, the Jewish community. We have to be able to talk about people and their culture and their traditions in order to be able to talk about where we are in society today. And we're going to do that live from here in Minneapolis. Stay over to the other side of the break. I'm your guest host, Royce White. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Guest host for the hour, live from the Belly of the Beast here in Minneapolis. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. What you're watching right there is the real reason why they went after Kanye West. They can't fool me. They can't fool me and make it be about Donald Trump. They can't fool me and make it be about fashion or Balenciaga or Kim Kardashian or any of these other little, you know, side stories, side shows that they want to make it be about. I know the truth. I know the truth. I came from the black community. I grew up in a black community, a real black neighborhood where you had all of the things that a black neighborhood comes with. You had people who were hardworking. You had people who were not working. You had people who were homeless. You had people who were on drugs. You had people in gangs. You had people who shot each other. You had people who loved each other. You had the influence of hip hop. You had the influence of the church. All of it right there in one tightly cramped up community. And Kanye West is one of the few individuals in our society and maybe in history that can take black musical talent and black culture and convert it into a ministry and gospel. And what you saw right there with the Sunday service choir was an example of just how good Kanye West can be at that. And how powerful is that? I mean, you know, people want to make it be political. It's not political. It's spiritual. The political is downstream from the spiritual. And how powerful is what was that clip? You know, I knew right away when Kanye West decided to make a career shift or a brand shift to Jesus Christ that he was going to have a big issue. And here, you know, I want to piggyback off of where I left last time and talking about this question of Jew versus anti-Jew, because this is, you know, obviously outside of us going to nuclear war, an election, and I don't know, food scarcity and inflation. I guess the conversation about who's Jewish and who's not is the topic of the hour. And it's not, it's actually not immaterial. It's more significant than people give it credit for. And the last time I was on, I said that what's really being done to undermine the Jewish identity is to suspend the Jewish identity in a World War II and Holocaust context. And by doing that, you delegitimize or invalidate one of the single greatest historical records that we have of the covenant between God and Abraham. And the Jews were the stewards of that covenant, which is why they made great effort and they take very serious the scribing of the Torah. The young Jews who grow up observant of the faith and learn Yiddish and learn Hebrew actually scribe the Torah by hand. And that's a cultural tradition that goes right back to the high rabbinical court of Moses himself. And it can't be, you know, anything that is upheld over 5,000 years must be respected for the commitment, just the basic commitment that takes. So I knew that
Kanye West was going to have a problem. And look, when you can't talk about people and their culture and their traditions, you can't talk about people. I said it at the top of the hour, and I want to reiterate it here, because there is obviously a concerted effort by a group of people who call themselves Jews to take Kanye West off of a platform that they can undoubtedly be said was given to him by them. And that is the case. It is the case that there are a group of secular elite anti-Jews that run the music business. And they run basketball and pro sports to an extent too. And they also, run, Hollywood. But the music business, especially the hip hop music business specifically, is certainly run by these anti-Jews. And why is that important? I mean, what is the implication of making the distinction between who is Jewish and who is anti-Jewish? And I think it's important because, and I think I really think it's important for Black people to stand up and articulate. Why? Because the post-World War II Holocaust narrative around the Jews is one that is very similar to the post-slavery narrative that is used for Black people. And both of them are used to first justify and rope off and protect people from within our own communities that mean to exploit their own identity. And that is what the anti-Jews have done. The anti-Jews have used the Jewish identity as a cover and a shield for their corrupt practices, both in politics and in business. And they say, well, we're Jews. And my claim is, no, you're not. If you don't believe in God, if you reject God, if you reject everything that is Judaism, you're not a Jew. And as a matter of fact, if you say you're a Jew, but you reject all the fundamental tenets of being a Jew, that makes you an anti-Jew. Like if I'm a Christian and I say I don't believe in the existence of God, that would make me an anti-Christian. Now, there are many Christians who say they believe in God, but don't act as though they believe in God. And that's something different. That would make you a Christian in name only. And that's an important distinction to make. The same thing could be said of the Muslims. There are many Muslims who are not observant of the Muslim faith or don't behave as though they believe in the Muslim faith. And you can look right at the Saudis if you need an example. And I think the Saudis are the best example. They are the globalist Muslims. They are the Muslims in name only. And there are others as well. And there are others across culture. There are all kinds of people who say they're one thing, but their actions don't align with that. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about and what Kanye West has tried to allude to is, who are these people in these positions of power in this industry who I can't even say by name? And we're going to talk a little, we're going to go even deeper into this in the next segment, because I want to unpack this even further in the info war that has been played on the broad swath of American people who just read headlines and are given their narratives with their morning coffee and their cereal and whatnot. And why it's so strange to look out and see people shill for that mainstream narrative. And there's, very subtle, very, very distinct tricks that were played in the historical narrative to throw people completely off. But all Kanye West is saying, who are these people that I can't name? We're perfectly fine talking about Black people as a community. We talk about white people with impunity, even though I don't know what people really mean when they say white, to be honest. And we'll get to that later as well. We're okay talking about Asians. We're okay talking about Muslims. We're okay talking about Arabs and Middle Easterns or Hispanics and Latinos or anybody else. But you can't even say the word Jew. And that's something that we can't allow to have an honest and open dialogue about where we are in society today. And when we go over, when we come across on the other side, I want to go a little bit deeper and talk about the roots of communism. Let's just go right back to the beginning. Stay tuned.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by every businessman or labor leader, and by every newspaper. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, Kennedy himself. So, you know, when you see this narrative that all of these people who have started to speak out against this establishment across, you know, this globalist establishment, one common thread, they're all crazy. They're all conspiracy theorists. Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist. Steve Bannon is a conspiracy theorist. The Minister Louis Farrakhan is a conspiracy theorist. Now Kanye West is a conspiracy theorist. Kyrie Irving is, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And, it, you know, these people mean to mock you. You got to understand that it's not enough for Satan to be able to pull you in to evil and wickedness. The ability to be able to mock you as he does it is just as valuable, is just as satisfying. And that's what they've set up. They've set up a society where people are so worried or concerned or busied with their own physical lusts and passion, with jerking off and getting high, let's just be honest, that they can mock you as they lie to you. They actually have people believing that all of these ideas are conspiracy theories. Well, here's JFK, somebody who they actually idolize, or who they say they idolize, in any way they treat him as, he's an iconic political figure. And he comes right out and say there's a ruthless and monolithic conspiracy. Now, if you accept that there's a ruthless and monolithic conspiracy, where do we go from there? Well, OK, it's widely accepted that JFK in that speech was talking about the threat of communism. And I tend to agree with that, although you can make the case that he may have actually been talking about New World Order and the prominence of a communist sort of ethos or spirit with that is driving the New World Order. But in the same speech, he also made reference to the military industrial complex. And he warned that in trying to fight the communist threat, we would be unwise. We would be idiots to give up our freedom to a surveillance state in order to combat that communist threat. So he was very, very aware, very conscious and very unabashed and outspoken about his fear of the military industrial complex on our own side of the world, basically swallowing up. The whole fish in any effort to thwart communism. And, you know, let's take communism and go back a second, because we know we live in a society where communism is at our door, despite what the liberal, neoliberal mainstream media establishment machine tries to tell us. We know that the ideals of communism are right at our doorstep. In fact, they're not at our doorstep. They're in our homes. And the policies are in our homes, and we don't have. Look, there's the tacit truth that we aspire to be China, that, you know, that we see nothing wrong with this sort of communist, totalitarian government style of organization. I mean, many of our political leaders, they openly gawk over China and what they've been able to accomplish through communist authoritarian means. But let's go a layer deeper. 70% of our college professors identify as Marxists. And when you talk about communism, or when people talk about communism or socialism, many times they leave out that communism derived directly from Marx. And they make the argument that people lived in a commune way before Marx in other places around the world. But that's dishonest to begin with, because the communism that was bred and derived from Karl Marx is the communism that is responsible for hundreds of millions of deaths in multiple places around the world. And so why is it that people fail to identify Karl Marx with communism? And to take it a level deeper, to circle back to the last segment, why is it that we can't talk about the fact that Karl Marx was a Jew? And again,
Karl Marx wasn't a Jew. He's an anti-Jew, but that's a spin. That's a distinction that I'm making in the here and now. Karl Marx is somebody who historically, was born into a patrilineal lineage of rabbis. And his father converted to Christianity to assimilate in the times. And then he completely rejected God. And like I said on the last time I was able to get guest host, liberalism, communism, and globalism all have the same aim: the removal of God from the organization of man. And when you do that, the government becomes the highest rule. And you can see that. You can see that with their efforts. And there are people out there who want you to believe that any inference that liberalism, communism, and globalism are working in accordance across our society is completely crazy. But look at the evidence. Look at the neoliberal machine that was erected in the post higher learning education system that came to be infiltrated with Marxist professors, and look at the dragon in the East that both have come to serve. Or you could say the crown in Europe that we still serve. And let's circle back to Zionism. And, you know, of course, this might get me deplatformed or banned or whatever. Okay. I mean, we're at that point now. We just got to stop pulling punches. Okay. Nobody's saying round up the Jews. Nobody's saying round up anybody. If anything, I'm going to call for a truth commission so we can figure out what actually happened here. How did we get to this place? Because most of what we're having to do is piece together information with huge gaps in it. Why? Because like Kennedy said, these initiatives were done in secret. It's monolithic and ruthless conspiracy. But let's go to the Zionism question. Many of the black hats in Israel and many of the black hats around the world, the observant, faithful Jews, the real Jews, the Jews that I call kin, these people are openly in admittance, openly admit that Zionism itself is a rejection of God. Now, I believe in the preservation of Israel. I don't think that what's happened there since 1949 is okay. You can make the argument that the inception of Israel itself was illegitimate on a geopolitical basis. But Israel should stay because it's been there for 60 years. We have to deal with things where they are. But let's be honest. Zionism is a rejection of God. Zionism is a rejection of the Jewish identity, the Jewish ethno-religious identity that they cling to in a post-World War II context. And if we talk about Zionism and if we talk about the Jewish identity or the anti-Jew identity, let's go back to the sine qua non. Let's go back to the banking and the Rothschilds and the crown. Nobody wants you to be able to talk about. You can't talk about that. They treat it as though the Rothschilds are a mythological beast, like they're a unicorn or a Sasquatch. They're not. There's a Rothschild that's alive today. Dave Rothschild is still living to this day. And he's still in the same spot of the financial institution that he's always been in and that his family has always been in. And their wealth is unquantifiable. And they've sat in service to the crown, which they were initially instituted to be in service of, or the monarchies, the European monarchies. And who we talk about the crown, the Freemasons, another conspiracy theory. Really? Really? Go look at the Grand United Lodge right now. Who's the Grand Master of the Grand United Lodge? Prince Edward of Kent. It's not by accident that the Freemasonry and the international Zionist conspiracy is regarded as a conspiracy theory from the outset. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break, but have to get to this. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
While we're on the topic of promotion, why did you decide to promote something that Alex Jones said?
That was a few weeks ago. I do not stand with Alex Jones' position, narrative, court case that he had with Sandy Hook, or any of the kids that felt like they had to relive trauma, or parents that had to relive trauma, or to be dismissive to all the lives that were lost during that tragic event. My post was a post from Alex Jones that he did in the early 90s or late 90s about secret societies in America of occults, and it's true. So I wasn't identifying with anything of being a campaignist for Alex Jones or anything. I was just there to post. And it's funny, and it's actually hilarious, because out of all the things I posted that day, that was the one post that everyone chose to see. It just goes back to the way our world is and works. I'm not here to complain about it. I just exist.
And to follow up on the promotion of the movie and the book.
Can you please stop calling it a promotion? What am I promoting?
Put it out on your platform.
But I'm promoting it? Do you see me doing, do you see
By
me in front
putting
of the
it out there,
the
people
title?
Are going to say that you are
promoting.
Yeah,
I put it out there just like you put things out there, right?
Yeah, but
it's not. You put things out there for a living, right?
Right, but my stuff
is
not.
So let's move on.
Anti-Semitic.
Let's move on. Don't dehumanize me up here.
I'm not doing that.
Another human being. I can post whatever I want. So say that and shut it down and move on to the next question.
But Kyrie, you have to understand that.
I don't have to understand anything from you.
It's not me.
Nothing. No people that you're making up, bro. Move on.
But by posting.
Move on. Next question.
Anybody,
you guys have any more questions?
And they're going to say,
you guys have any more questions?
Because
this is
going to
be a clip. This is going to be a clip that he's going to marvel at. Is this any more questions?
But you're not answering the question.
This is another answering your question. Oh my God, let's make another Instagram clip so we could be famous again. Next question.
Kyrie, basketball related.
That's awesome. Kyrie Irving, what a hero. I mean, you know, it's incredible. It's incredible that he has the courage, and maybe I shouldn't say it's incredible. Maybe it's just rare because, you know, the times make the warrior. But it's certainly impressive that he had the courage to just stand up there under that line of questioning and say, yeah, I was referencing the Alex Jones video from 2002 about secret societies and occults. And it's true. And, you know, I know Kyrie personally a little bit, and he's somebody who's definitely trying to see beyond the veil and is willing to speak out on these issues and has continued to show that he's willing to speak out on these issues. Now, I hope to be able to facilitate him getting to know Alex Jones a little bit better, or meeting Alex Jones at some point, maybe coming on the show or something of that sort, so that he could understand who Alex Jones really is in totality, what Alex Jones has come to represent in the world of information in the most broadest sense, not just around that one particular video, because that one particular video, obviously, for all of us who are part of the InfoWars audience and the InfoWar family, knows that's what Alex Jones has represented for the vast majority of his time on the air. And yeah, they want to take the few mistakes that you make and use that to hang and string you up on a cross. That's biblical, but we know the truth. And I'm glad that Kyrie's speaking out on it. But, you know, right there towards the end, you heard them pop it off. That's anti-Semitic. And obviously he was referencing from, I think it was from Hebrews to slaves, from slaves to Hebrews or something, some black Israelite documentary that I didn't watch it really because it just wasn't that good to me. But the point is why can't he have the conversation? Why can't he pose the question? Who gets to say what we can and can't talk about? This is America. This is a country based upon free speech. This is a country based upon the convincing of people with the convincing of others of our ideas with oratory and composition. Right. A dialectical progression of thought. Who are these people who say that we can't ask certain questions, or we can't say certain words, or we can't mention certain parts of history? And now, you know, again, why is this conversation about Jew versus anti-Jew so important? Is it because the Jews are the only people behind this entire global circumstance? Of course not. No, but nobody reasonable is saying that. And the attempt to make it seem like anybody who mentions any conversation about the Jewish elite, the anti-Jewish secular elite in pro sports or in America or in Hollywood or in banking, they're just showing themselves to be shills for the very movement that they're trying to rope off. And they make it worse, because the immediate question that any reasonable, sane American citizen is going to have is, why can't I ask this question? Right. And like I said before, and like Kyrie is alluding to, he said, don't dehumanize me up here. Why is it that you think that you can just cut me off and not even allow me the chance to answer the question that you've asked? But, and these white liberals and the people who have come up under this white liberalism, you know, they show that sort of grandiosity, that sort of that sort of superiority complex when they're in these conversations about political ideas or political issues. And that's exactly what he tried to do to Kyrie Irving in that instance. And Kyrie just, you know, he just basically deboed him and said, hey, next question. I got the microphone. I'm in control up here. I'm Kyrie Irving. Who are you? And I love that. I love that. I think more people need to stand up like that and stop letting these mainstream media shills bully them. But to go back to this, so I got to thinking, and I'm sitting at home and I'm going, if we're talking about masonry, right, which is the oldest secret society on record. Now, this isn't a conspiracy theorist. They're the oldest secret society that we know of today that's in public existence. So I started thinking about Freemasonry and this whole conversation about conspiracy. And it dawned on me that Solomon's Temple, or the admiration of the Great Pyramid of Giza, is not an admiration of master building or craft. It's an admiration of slavery. And then right away you'll hear people say, "Oh, the pyramids weren't built by slaves. That's been debunked. The pyramids were built by 44 farmers who couldn't farm their land, so they had the time to be, you know, independently contracted to build the pyramids." Another anti-Jew story. Another way to invalidate the Exodus from Egypt, which is really the central motif in the Torah. It's really the central idea of the Jewish faith, that God's people had favor and a promise from the days of the covenant with Abraham, and that it was fulfilled when Moses rose up and came from within the elite and stood with his people out there in the slums and liberated his people from a tyrannical Egypt. But nowadays, even these secular anti-Jews go, "Oh, no, the pyramids weren't built by Jew slaves. That's a lie. That's not historically true." And you got black people who shill for the same argument. And you got these white LGBTQ Finocchios who shill for the same argument, and radical feminists who don't even, you know, who've never read anything in their life, you know, much less anything substantive or historical. They might read about the latest relationship gossip between Kanye and Kim K, but they're not reading anything historical. Definitely not outside of the bastion of Marxist college material. They're all saying that this isn't even true. What are they doing? They're delegitimizing one of the central pieces of cultural identity that the real Jews have carried across 5,000 years. That's anti-Semitic. I mean, to take what a people have written and passed down for 5,000 years and go, "That's a lie. That's just garbage." I mean, doesn't get any more anti-Semitic than that. I mean, there are people who take real criticism for even questioning, let's say the music from black rappers. And they go, and people will say, "Hey, you don't get to question that. That's their art. Are you anti-black or are you racist?" But you can take the Torah and completely erase it from history at will. Okay. Why are we even talking about this? Because there are no people who we can't or shouldn't be able to talk about in a cultural and political context to diagnose where we are here in society now. And we are in a crisis, and it is a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that we do need to diagnose, and we need every tool possible to be able to uncover the secrets that lie therein. And it's not just the Jews, the anti-Jews. I have just as many questions about the crown and about the Masons. And I have just as many questions about their relationship with China, or their acceptance of China, or maybe a war in secret that we don't quite see going on between them and China, which is one of the oldest wars, the Opium War. All of these things have come into question. All of these things need to continue to be questioned. Thank you to Alex Jones and the InfoWars team and family for allowing me to host. I'm Royce White, live from Minneapolis, the belly of the beast. Stay true. Stay honest. Walk with God. Thank you, guys. See you next time.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Everybody.